Yet another A-lister reveals a former fling with Bachelor Prince Nick Viall, and Chris Harrison reveals the one contestant he never got along with, coming up today on Bachelor News Daily. What's up, Bachelor Nation? Jeff Graham here, and before we dive into today's coverage, we just want to remind you to like this video and subscribe for daily updates, after shows, and interviews for the Bachelor franchise and all things reality TV. Nick Viall has had his fair share of A-list relationships, and we can now add Mad Men's January Jones to the list. On Dax Shepard's widely listened to podcast, Armchair Expert, Jones reveals that she not only dated Nick after they slid into each other's DMs, but Jones, a Bachelor fan, was a notorious Nick hater. So Nick reached out and said that he wanted to take her out, hoping to change her mind. Jones continued, "So I agreed to go on a date with him or to drinks or whatever, and as I met him, I was rounding the corner and I saw him and he had a very distinct walk, and I had this instinct to like run up to him and wrap my legs around his waist, you know, like how they do on the show. They went out twice, though Jones admits, all I did was grill him about the show. Since those dates, the two have remained friends, with Jones admitting, he's a friend of mine, he's super sweet. No, I'm single, but he's a friend of mine and tells me a lot of inside scoop. Are you here for Jones and Nick? Let me know in the comments down below." Chris Harrison is a notoriously likable media personality, though he did just admit that he has only one Bachelor in the history of the show that he didn't vibe with. It's not Juan Pablo or Ari, but Charlie O'Connell from his season 15 years ago in 2005. Harrison clarified that it wasn't an all-out feud, but rather a lack of chemistry, telling Us Weekly, "He admitted he was going through some issues with himself at the time. We didn't dislike each other at all, it just didn't blend. That's bound to happen after 18 years and dozens of people. You get along with some better than others." Are you surprised to hear about O'Connell and Chris's lack of chemistry? Let me know in the comments below. That's all we've got for this week on Bachelor News Daily, but I'll be back tomorrow with more tea. Until then, make sure you catch up with me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. And until then, see you next time. And of course, be careful with that champagne. Thanks so much for tuning in, and if you like today's show, please enjoy a quick word from our sponsor. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.